Baby, put your phone away. We need sleep. Stop reading the news, please. Please. I'm just kissing your shoulder.
I'm not touching your face.
I've been pretty diligent about wiping things down, but I think we'll be okay.
No. I don't want to hear it.
No, we both listened to that. I'm not. You can sleep on any new thoughts you had about it. Because I am going to sleep.
Oh, we have a long day of
staying put tomorrow. There you go. Let's see. The news will still be there in the morning. It'll probably be different. Yet more of the same. I just worry if you watch too much of it, or read too much of it, or listen to too much of it, that it's just, you know, I feel like news is like vitamins, right? Like, your body can have vitamin deficiencies. But, like, also, if you have too much of a certain kind of vitamin, that can cause its own kind of problems. So, I mean, even water, you know? Like, everyone knows you can get dehydrated, but you can also get really sick if you drink too much water. It's more rare because most people are dehydrated, but your body has like salt levels it has to maintain so that it can work properly. No. I'm just saying. Being informed is one thing, but needlessly rereading and listening to redundant stuff is not exactly the best care plan. Best brain nutrition. Yeah. Oh. It's like those people who replace everything with cauliflower, like, they end up with intestinal distress. You know, it's definitely wouldn't want to be quarantined with someone with intestinal distress. That would be less than ideal. sleep. I know it's hard to turn your brain off. Well, maybe we should enact some kind of no news 30 minutes before bed kind of protocol. Self-quarantine protocol. You know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should make up a list of things that we should keep in mind. Maybe someone already has some guidelines. I mean, you know, proper sleep hygiene, with air quotes. So you're supposed to be off your phone before bed. I don't remember the time they said, but it was more to do with the blue light from your screen rather than, I mean, I think, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I'm not being hypocritical. I have my blue light filter on my phone, so I never get the blue light from the screen. So there. I think my pre-bedtime phone games are quite relaxing. You know what else? If you're not over here killing the mood with your news factoids, maybe we could have de-stressed in another way. No. Well, not right now. I am not long for the conscious realm, and I do not consent to sleep play tonight. I will cuddle you some more. Do you consent to cuddles? Did you at least put your phone on the charger? Well, that would be unforeseen silver lining. Your phone died, you couldn't be constantly checking on your all the stats. Stats are kind of garbage right now anyway. Well, yes, they're garbage because they're horrible, but also because, at least in our country, they don't mean a whole hell of a lot. So it's better not to focus on that. It's kind of like trying to look at the weather forecast too far in advance. Doesn't really help you that much. No, I just like squeezing you. Mm. care. Oh, next time I'll show it by putting my phone on Do Not Disturb. See? I never said I was perfect. Just trying to look out for you, baby. Okay. You ready to get some sleep? Tomorrow I might journal. Just thinking out loud, trying to think of ways to help each other and ourselves. Tomorrow you should help yourself by not being on your phone so late, so that I can impede upon your social distance bubble a little more thoroughly. Your body feels a little more relaxed. You should do that thing where you try to will your muscles to sinking into your bed. Sometimes it works for me, sometimes it doesn't. Depends how sleepy I am. If my body is tired, but my brain isn't cooperating, a lot of times that can really help. Like being really focused on relaxing each individual muscle can be really, I don't know, it's really neat exercise in general, like, to kind of reconnect with your body, just to kind of sink, think of it like syncing your data or something. You're trying to sync your body and your brain to cooperate, and you gotta shut down for your system update, right? Hopefully much longer than 10 minutes. Are you relaxing? Are you rolling your shoulders away from your ear? Wiggling your jaw, taking deep breaths? you know, holding your breath, not like the really counter, I don't know, that not that counterintuitive kind of like, oh, I'm gonna go underwater, hold your breath feeling, but when you're breathing, and if you're not noticing it, like when you leave your body alone to breathe, it usually can handle it on its own. But that kind of that pause, like holding, quote, holding your breath, holding the air in your lungs, that's just as important as the in and the out. Because you can kind of let your lungs, think about it like letting your lungs digest the air better. This is maybe not the best conversation, depending on all the news you've been consuming, talking about lungs, but I'm just saying. Between inhale and exhale, just kind of get comfortable there. It doesn't have to be super long every time, but just kind of feel it. Feel what it does. Pretty sure there's studies that show that it can help lower your pulse rate, help you feel a little more relaxed. I know it's what I do, when I know I'm gonna get my blood pressure taken. God, I fucking hate that. Have you ever talked about this? I hate getting my blood pressure taken. I don't know what it is. It's maybe like some kind of, I don't know, like some kind of weird like claustrophobia feeling. Like, I don't like my arm being squeezed like that. It just makes me so uncomfortable and, like, just gives me some kind of weird anxiety. I don't know. I don't like it. But it's not so bad on the wrist cuff ones. I really prefer the wrist cuff because that feels, like, less threatening, maybe. It's like you're kind of used to... You're kind of used to think, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like this psychological response, maybe. Like, you're kind of used to things touching your wrist. Or, like, even, like, you know, you wear a bracelet or a watch. Like, that's not, like, an inherently threatening... It's not an inherently negative feeling. Like, it's not like, since this isn't, the sensation is not like an overall positive or negative connotation, but like thinking about, like, you know, is there ever like, well, I mean, depending on who you are, is there ever really a positive connotation of someone grabbing your arm like that? Like, it's generally a negative connotation of like if someone is grabbing your upper arm and squeezing it like that, it's usually not in a positive context. So it's either like a panic reaction, like pulling you back from something, like out of danger, or it's like a violent, you know, confrontation kind of thing. I don't know. This is just me spitballing here about my like strangely guttural reaction to strange reaction to having my blood pressure taken. My point was that I don't like having my blood pressure taken, so I usually practice some really like deep mindful, concentrated breathing prior to and during them putting that freaking cuff on my arm, because before I would do that, I would always feel like I would have high blood pressure because they were taking my blood pressure. Like I could feel like that my pulse at least was higher than normal. Anyways. Have I sufficiently bored you to sleep? Talking about getting my blood pressure taken. Also, like, that exhale and like holding your breath for, you know, a beat after that exhale. Like, that's just as important, because it's like when you're pouring out a drink or pouring out a cup, you want to empty it all the way before you put something new in. You know, even if it's the cup of water you left by your bedside table or something. You know, you don't usually, I mean, I don't feel like this is, I feel like this is a common thing, but when you have an old cup of water, even if it's just, you know, 3 sips worth of tap water or whatever, you know, regular water, you always dump it out, right? Like, if it's from the night before or whatever, you usually dump out that last little bit of water before you refill it with more water. It's something. About having like all fresh water, right? So your lungs want that too. before you pour new air in.